Paul, tell me a little bit about yourself and the background of the FFA chapter that you served in.
This is my 29th year of teaching all at Freedom High School. Came there right out of college, and it was a program that had been struggling for a number of years. They were actually considering closing the program. And I was very fortunate to have an awesome FFA alumni that was there that wanted to save the program, wanted to get to work. So we got to work together. And with the community, we built the program. We've now hired another ag teacher that has now been there 20 years with me. And the students have come along with us and have found the excitement that is agriculture today. And our program really focuses on a multitude of things. We added an aquaculture facility, which really spurred on student interest to come down and see what's going on with these fish, what's happening here. And then we added things outside like a pond, and we have a rolling rail high tunnel where the students plant vegetables that we use for our food pantry. And we also have a greenhouse and other things going on where students are doing lots of hands-on activities, and then that gets them excited about their learning and shows where they're applying the skills from the academic areas and where they're actually going to use some of those skills in real life.
Well, this award shows that you are one of the best agriculture educators in the country, and tell us what this award means to you and your family, the school district that you come from.
I think it validates what we've been trying to do in Freedom for a long time, where it shows that we are really doing the right thing, and that when you're selected by your peers in your professional organization, that means something to me, that my involvement in that organization and being out and doing what I try to do and know what I know are best practices is really being recognized. And that makes me feel good about myself and what we've been able to do with our program and with our community support. And it also just shows that if you work hard and you do what you're supposed to do, that you'll be noticed and that you're benefiting kids. And kids are really what we're here for. We're here to make kids aware of what agriculture is, how exciting agriculture can be, and the multitude of opportunities that are in agriculture, both in Wisconsin and the nation.
Finally, Mr. Larson, there's a lack of agriculture educators throughout the country, but what would be one piece of advice you would give a prospective individual going into agriculture education?
Strap up your bootstraps. It's a full and exciting day. You come in and you never know what you're going to have. It's a new day every day. It's not like math and science and history where it's the same thing four or five times a day. You probably have six preps, five preps where you're teaching different things to a multitude of topics, and that's what makes it exciting and fun. And it's not the same. History stays the same every year. Agriculture doesn't. We're always changing, advancing new technologies, which makes it a challenge, but it makes it fun too, because there's always something new to learn and something new to show to students and to get them excited about.
Once again, congratulations to the Region 3's Outstanding Agriculture Educator from the great state of Wisconsin, Paul Larson. I'm Thomas Shaw.